Hi, I'm Larry Hyde, a librarian at the Oregon Health and Science University Library, and I'm here today talking with Laura Zeigen, who's the web librarian at the OHSU Library and also a member of the team working to implement the library's new online catalog interface called WorldCat Local. Hi, Laura. Thanks for meeting with me today to talk about WorldCat Local. Can you start out by telling folks what WorldCat Local is?
Yes, Laurie. WorldCat Local grew out of WorldCat.org, which is the web portal to a global catalog of library collections. Through WorldCat.org, you can search for books, music, video, articles, etc. at any library near you. WorldCat Local is most easily thought of as a localized version of WorldCat.org. The difference is that WorldCat Local is configured to highlight the resources that the OHSU Library provides. You can find journals, books, both print and electronic, and media. It's true that you can also find article information through WorldCat Local, but the OHSU Library recommends that you don't rely on it for article searching, as there are so many other great databases that the library subscribes to, with tons of article citations that WorldCat Local does not access. So you could easily miss something really important just using WorldCat Local to search for articles.
So why are we trying out WorldCat Local?
Because WorldCat Local provides web-scale discovery of library resources. This sort of web-based discovery is more robust and efficient because it allows for sharing of information between libraries worldwide, and the platform also allows users to enhance the content with their personal input, like many of your favorite commercial websites. What also makes WorldCat Local special is the way in which records are displayed. Your search results allow you to see items in the OHSU Library, in other libraries that you can borrow from through the OHSU Library, and other libraries in your area.
Sounds interesting. How does it work?
At a very high level, all searching in WorldCat Local is done against records in the WorldCat database we talked about earlier. Within your search results, you'll see a list of items available in your library within the Summit Union catalog. Look for the Summit podcast next, and then in libraries worldwide. Each record includes icons that give clues as to the material's format. Facets along the left side of the screen allow users to refine their search by categories such as author, format, year, or content. Author, title, publisher, standard numbers, and so forth are also displayed. Records include hot links for authors and subject headings. Users can obtain citation formatting and export records to EndNote or RefWorks.
That sounds great. I've heard that WorldCat Local has some Web 2.0 style features. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Yes. There are many ways for users to create links to records in social networking tools such as MySpace and Delicious. And the Get This Item displays holdings and availability information in real time, including location, call number, and circulation status. You can also assign a star rating to items and write reviews and read others' reviews. There is an Add This button that appears on every item record in the Share It section. You can easily email a link or bookmark your item in your browser window or share with others on a number of social networking sites. In addition to social features within the WorldCat Local interface, a Google gadget and a Facebook widget are available for users to embed in and search WorldCat Local from those interfaces.
Wow, it sounds really versatile. If folks have other questions about how to use WorldCat Local, how do you recommend that they get in touch?
The Ask a Librarian form on the OHSU Library website has multiple options for getting in touch. The website address is www.ohsu.edu/library.
That's great, Laura. Thanks so much for answering my questions about WorldCat Local and the OHSU Library. It sounds like a lot of fun and a really useful tool for library users. If you'd like to listen to other podcasts about OHSU Library services, like the Summit Consortium catalog we talked about earlier, or tips on database searching, go to www.ohsu.edu/library. This is Larry Hyde at the OHSU Library saying thanks for listening.